In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, as many of you know, last Sunday we gathered downstairs in Rowley Hall for envisioning our future and the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Our epistle reading for last Sunday was also from the book of Revelation. It's the passage that immediately precedes the passage that David just shared with us. As I hope you know by now, the theme of the transition, the theme of the search process, the theme of last Sunday was, "See, I am making all things new," which is what God tells us in last Sunday's reading from the book of Revelation. That passage also has God saying to us, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." Your search committee loved that passage because, as God says, it's all about God. It's God from A to Z, and we believe that God is at the very center of all that we do in the parish in general and certainly in the search process, discerning God's will. And we truly believe that through the transition, the search, and the new rector and what God has in store for you, God is certainly doing a new thing here and in the community. This morning's passage from Revelation is the next vision, actually the last vision of John in the book of Revelation. It's almost the end, and it's this vision of a heavenly city, a city where heaven and earth intersect, where all things are being perfected. And I think it's fair to say that that vision also permeates what people were experiencing and thinking and feeling last Sunday and going forward. Those of you who have been involved know that last Sunday we were about doing three major tasks: discerning the core values of Christ Episcopal Church. What is it that makes Christ Church, Christ Church? Unique, right? And then the hopes and dreams of the congregation for the future of this parish over the coming few years. And then finally, taking into account the core values, the hopes and dreams, who is it that we think that God is calling to serve as the next rector of Christ Church? Someone who shares those values and can walk with you as you try to take the hopes and dreams and turn them into reality. I suspect that maybe the most interesting thing for you is, what did last Sunday reveal as to the desired characteristics of your next rector? That's kind of the bottom line of the whole search process, right? So you'll be glad to know that I have taken all of the results from last Sunday concerning what you believe to be the essential characteristics, and I've been able to boil them down into three simple, concise statements. I've got them written down here somewhere. Let me just find them. Oh, yes. And share them with you. So here are the three characteristics that you would like in your next rector: faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Well, you can't see my face because it's covered up, but I hope you know I'm smiling. I am being, of course, a bit facetious, but not totally facetious, right? Every parish wants a superwoman or a superman to be their rector. It's just human nature. You want the ideal, the perfect person, but obviously clergy are only human, right? Nobody's perfect, and nobody has it all. All of us, all clergy, have certain strengths, certain weaknesses, certain, shall we say, advantages, certain maybe growing edges. And maybe most important of all, there's only one clergy person, at least in this parish, many parishes, and there are lots of you. Maybe not this morning, but there are obviously a lot more folks, lay people, in the congregation than there will be the single priest. So, can't expect a miracle worker. You can't expect someone with superhuman powers. You can expect to get the person that God is calling to be your next rector, someone for you to work with, to support, to love, and to have, I think, a bright future in this parish. So let's step back and talk about what really came out of last Sunday. And I, in fact, have synthesized the results of last Sunday in terms of core values, hopes and dreams for the future, and what you believe to be the essential characteristics of a new rector in light of all of that. And it's just a simple list. And this will be expanded and prettied up for purposes of the parish profile that we're not all that far from being able to finish and get out there to the whole world. So core values, you are Eucharistically centered. You cherish the Book of Common Prayer and its traditional liturgy and the great hymns of the church. There is an intense sense of community and family that permeates this congregation. You value strong and non-judgmental connections with each other. You have a strong desire to be open and welcoming to everyone who walks in your doors. You love opportunities for gathering and fellowship. You love having a visible presence in the Bluefield area, both as a form of service and what you might call soft evangelism. You have a strong commitment to social outreach through your food pantry, the Bluefield Union, and other organizations. And you value theologically sound preaching that connects the gospel to your daily lives. In terms of your hopes and dreams, you would like to attract more younger adults and families with children. Thanks be to God for the Lewis family. A good start. You long for the return of those parishioners who worshiped regularly before the pandemic, but have yet to come back, sort of post-pandemic. And you have a strong desire to grow your parish. You're interested in pursuing campus ministry with your local institutions of higher learning. You would love to increase your outreach ministries, both the ones that are currently in existence, as well as new ministries. You would love to have more opportunities for Christian formation, both for children and adults. You'd love to have more fellowship opportunities, and you seek having better care for your homebound and elderly parishioners. So taking all of that into account, what did you come up with in terms of some of the essential characteristics of your new rector? Well, first, someone who's comfortable with your core values and passionate and energetic about working with you, walking with you to make your hopes and dreams a reality. Someone with a sound theological education. Someone who is an engaging preacher who can connect the gospel to your daily lives. Someone with strong leadership and organizational skills who can inspire you to ministry in the church and beyond. A priest with a calm and non-anxious presence and with a good sense of humor. Someone who is energetic and compassionate and passionate about God and about ministry. And someone enthusiastic about pastoral care and including parishioners in pastoral care ministry. Not bad for 3 hours of work on Sunday morning, and I give thanks to God and to all of those of you who participated last Sunday. You did wonderful work. You did God's work. If you read my Friday email, you may have noticed that I was wondering whether I could legitimately preach a sermon about the future of Christ Church on the basis of our scripture readings this morning. I may be a little biased, of course, but I think the answer is a resounding yes. And it's based primarily on John's vision in the book of Revelation. And I think John's vision is largely your vision. It's a vision where the light of Christ shines so brightly that there's no difference between day and night. It's a vision where the water of life, the river of the water of life, flows freely and abundantly, and that it waters and nurtures a great abundant tree of life, which provides healing and sustenance for the community. And it's a place where God's presence is visible. God isn't hidden. God is made present through the power of Jesus Christ and through the power of all of you. I think it's a vision of Christ Church being a bright beacon of Christ's love, bringing hope and love and life to a community, to a world that is all too often dark and full of despair. It's a challenging vision, but it's an achievable vision because with God all things are possible. And by working together, all things are possible in God's name. In just 4 short months, your rector search committee has made incredible progress. I know for those of you who have been here since the day that Chad announced his resignation that it seemed like a long time. And I know parishioners are still asking, when are we going to get a new rector? Well, I think you're going to do it faster than the average of 12 to 18 months, right? So the world now knows, the world that is looking for positions, that this parish is developing a parish profile and that the position will soon be available to apply to. The rector search committee is making excellent progress and is only a matter of weeks away from having a final parish profile, which is the kind of the job description, the sales brochure for this position, which means that people can start applying. Everything up to the point where that position goes out on the computer of the National Episcopal Church for people to see and apply to, everything between now is largely within our hands. Well, and also the bishop's hands, because the bishop has to approve all of this, and he's coming to meet with us this week. Once that goes out, it's in God's hands. How long it will take is somewhat unpredictable. How many people will apply, what the quality of those applications will be, how long it will take to review and interview and vet. And once that final candidate is chosen, how long will it take that person to extricate himself or herself from wherever that person might be today and move all the way to Bluefield, West Virginia. I can't tell you when that's going to happen, but I will tell you this. I think it's extremely unlikely that a new rector will be walking in your door anytime before next fall. And when you look at the calendar, all things considered, it's really not that far away. Your job did not end last Sunday. Your job won't end when that profile goes out and applications start coming. Your real job will begin the day that the new rector walks in the door, right? So I remind you that in the Episcopal Church, the first order of ministry is lay ministry. That's each and every one of you. And I'll remind you of the promises that you make at your baptism and whenever we have a baptism or a feast related to baptism, that each of you has promised to proclaim the good news of God and Jesus Christ by word or example, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself, and finally to strive for justice and peace and promote the dignity of every human being. In other words, it's not all about the new rector. It's about all of you working together and under the power of God. And with that, you will have a very, very bright future. Now, if you are anxious or worried about the state of the parish, if you're anxious or worried about the search, if you're anxious or worried about when are we going to get a new rector, are you, if you're anxious or worried about COVID or anything else in your life, I leave you with Jesus' words from this morning's Gospel of John. Jesus tells us, Jesus reassures us, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Amen.